you know, I was reading the news this morning and I had a terrifying realization. China, Russia, and North Korea don't even need spy agencies anymore. They just watch cable news and eat popcorn. Think about it. Putin's probably sitting in the Kremlin right now, feet up on his desk, watching us argue about whether books should exist, thinking, my work here is done. The man spent decades trying to undermine American democracy, and then we said, hold my beer, and did it ourselves. Xi Jinping must have the world's easiest job. His advisors walk in like, sir, should we launch a propaganda campaign? And he's like, no, just wait 5 minutes. They'll tweet something that destroys their own credibility. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un is over there building missiles, but honestly, at this point, he could probably just wait for us to build a really big slingshot and aim it at ourselves. We've turned political discourse into professional wrestling, except WWE has better fact-checkers. The Chinese are playing chess while we're playing Jenga with dynamite, blindfolded, while arguing about the rules. They're investing in infrastructure and education, and we're debating whether math is woke. Russia spent millions on election interference, and now they're probably like, you guys got this handled, right? Because we were thinking of taking up gardening. They used to have to plant sleeper agents, now they just need to create a Facebook group called Patriots Who Hate Other Patriots, and watch us do the rest. North Korea used to threaten us with nuclear annihilation. Now they just threaten to live stream our town halls. Fear, our ultimate weapon, making you watch yourselves on camera for 2 hours. We've become so predictably divided that foreign adversaries probably have a bingo card. Americans arguing about Dr. Seuss. Why? That's the free space in the middle. Rachel, state legislature bans something that doesn't exist. Corner square. I work with all my ranged attack roles. Cable news host discovers new thing to be outraged about. Blackout. Every time. The irony is, while we're busy proving we can't agree on basic reality, these countries are laughing so hard, they're strengthening their core muscles. We're giving them a comedy show and a workout routine. But here's the thing. They're not laughing because they're winning. They're laughing because we're losing to ourselves. And that's not funny at all. Maybe it's time we stopped giving them free entertainment and started remembering what we actually have in common. Because the last thing America should be is the world's most expensive reality show. This has been your reminder that democracy isn't a spectator sport, even when it looks like one on TV.